Hey, everybody, coming up right now on this month's episode of the Work With Purpose podcast, we're going to talk you through this month's career news, including how long can you expect your job search to be. We've got info from the Bureau of Labor Statistics to help you. We've got a career resource that we're putting in front of you. You want to make sure you get that. And then at the very end, we're talking about part two of everything that you need to change career fields. And we're talking about company research and how to do that effectively. So stick around. The Work With Purpose podcast starts right now.
Welcome to the Work With Purpose podcast, the show that gives you advice, education, and encouragement for your career journey. And now, here's your host, Randy Mahoney Jr.
Hey, everybody, Randy Mahoney here. Glad to be with you on this month's episode of the Work With Purpose podcast. If you're new to our show, we're a seasonal career podcast. We bring you our episodes on the fourth Friday of every month, and our goal in our episode is to give you practical advice, education, and encouragement that you can use on your career journey. So all this month, we're talking about part two of everything that you would need to change career fields or change industries. And today in part two, we're going to talk a little bit more in a later segment about company research. You want to make sure you stick around and get into that. But remember, like our other episodes, you can always get the links for what we talk about. Everything is in our show notes for this episode. You can get the show notes for this episode by visiting our website at wwpcast.com. That's wwpcast.com. So right now, like we normally do in the start of our episode, we've got a couple news items for this month's career news. So let's check that out. All right, so first up for this month's career news, I'm bringing you an article called Five Daily Behaviors to Crack the Stress Cycle and Prevent Job Burnout. It comes from Dr. Brian Robinson. This came from the Forbes website from earlier this month, and I'm just going to give you the highlights here of the article. If you want the full text of the article, look on our website, wwpcast.com. You'll find a full link to the article in our show notes for this episode. So for this this news item, again, the five daily behaviors about cracking stress, preventing job burnout, Dr. Robinson, he brings a couple different highlights for it. So first of all, he starts out by giving some really staggering statistics. He talks about that an organization called the Future Forum, they surveyed about over 10,000 workers, and they reported that over 40%, 42% to be exact, of U.S. workers report that they do feel some sort of job burnout. He also goes on to say that according to the World Health Organization, if you're not familiar with the term job burnout or just burnout in general, the World Health Organization, they really put some details to it, and this might be helpful for you. So if you have felt stressful in your job, or if you're feeling stressful right now, or if you've heard this term thrown around a lot, burnout, what is burnout? Here's what the World Health Organization has to say is burnout and what it might look like. Number one characteristic of burnout is feelings of energy being depleted or feelings of exhaustion. Number two is feeling increased, what they call mental distance from your job, or just negative feelings, or just feeling cynical, or just really, you know, kind of like that Eeyore mentality about your job in general. Just again, increased mental distance, feelings of being negative or feeling cynical about your job in general. And then number three is what they call reduced professional efficacy. Another way to think about it is you as a professional not feeling like you can do your work or job very well, or maybe it's things like you might not feel successful because you don't have the right skills or you don't have the right tools to do your position, or you know, sometimes I've heard it described that this feeling of burnout can kind of feel like you're stuck in quicksand a little bit, like maybe in a past season of life, you've been able to get through your email or get through your tasks really quickly. But then, and maybe in the burnout season that you might be in, a way that maybe you could identify it of feeling in quicksand, so to speak, to use that image, is maybe it takes you 30 to 45 minutes to just send two emails because you're, you know, in a season that's just really busy, lots of activity. I would encourage you, as I talk through these, really think about, Are you feeling any of these right now? And really kind of assess yourself to see where you are, because then we'll talk through the five behaviors that Dr. Robinson mentions at the very end. So again, from the World Health Organization, those characteristics of burnout. Number one, feelings of your energy being depleted or feeling exhausted. Number two is feeling increased mental distance from your job, negative feelings about your job or your work, or feeling cynical about your job or your work. And then number three, we said it was that reduced professional efficacy, or maybe feelings that maybe you feel like you can't do your job well. Maybe you don't have enough of the tools or resources you need to do your job, or maybe you just feel in a little bit of a slog. So rather than a laying of the land of saying, here's what burnout is, Dr. Robinson also shares some insights from Miss Arianna Huffington. You might have heard that name in past years with the website, The Huffington Post, but she's also the founder and CEO of an organization called Thrive. Now, I want to pause for a second and say with the Career News article, me sharing this from the Forbes website, I'm not compensated from them in any way. This Career News segment, the goal of it is putting real life career news in front of you so that you can use this, think about it, reflect on it as a professional as you go about your work. So I want to get that out of the way. Now let's talk through, according to what Dr. Robinson learned from Ms. Huffington, what the five behaviors that can kind of help combat burnout. And I'll give you these five real quick, and then we'll talk through them a little bit. The five behaviors that you can use this week, according to this article, to help combat burnout are: number one, just being mindful of your sleep. Number two, being mindful of your food. Number three, embracing some form of movement. Number four, stress management or managing your stress. And then number five, being connected with others. So real quick, just with through each of these five, let's take the first one and give you an example of it. So with sleep, a way I would encourage you to maybe take this article and think about it is really gauging yourself is how many hours of sleep are you getting a night? And really doing your research. Off the top of my head, from past research I've done from the Center for Disease Control or some different agencies like that, for adults 18 and legally 18 and older, they do recommend 8 hours a night. So really, I would encourage you to assess for yourself: are you hitting that threshold between 7 and 8 hours a night? Are you thinking that you can work longer and get by on less sleep? I would encourage you really take stock of where are you at on your sleep hours and try to get, do your research for yourself based on this article and consider adjusting your sleep patterns for this next week and seeing, are there positive changes that come from that? Food also, they talk about in the article with food. Really there's a lot of wisdom or can be in, limiting processed foods and sugar, can affect your mindset and, your overall health anyway. I'll share a personal example. One thing that I'm not perfect about, but that I try to do is I try to limit my caffeine or coffee intake in the afternoon. So something I have is that usually I have a little alarm on my calendar that lets me know that after 1:30, I try not to have caffeine, just because typically, in the research I've done on caffeine, when you have a cup of coffee, it stays in your bloodstream for maybe 10 hours or a long period of time. So I try to have my cutoff point is, get a couple cups of coffee before that 1:30 time slot. And then after that, I just pause on that. So that's limiting food. Number three, movement is just taking stock of your exercise, saying, hey, are there times where, you could choose to take the stairs or instead of the elevator? That might be something worth reflecting on for yourself and thinking about. If you are pretty active, how can you, really take stock of that? See how many minutes of activity do you get in the course of a day, in the course of a work week? Might be something helpful. Stress management, I'll kind of share a personal example, and this might get you thinking a little bit. Something I try to do just as a routine for myself each of my working days is that, and I try to do this in my personal life a little bit too, is I try to start the day with making a focused or prioritized to-do list. And I try to start out with listing out what are the top three things that that if I could only do those three things today, that I would know that this day is a success. In my mind. So that's, I try to do a prioritized to-do list, really aim at, hey, what are my top three things I try to get done today so I know today can be a success. And then if I have others tasks on the list, if I can get those off and cross those off, that's a bonus as well. So little things like that, there are a lot of stress management, task management kinds of things that you can do your research. But again, with all of these behaviors, it's really taking stock of where are you at in regards to these five. And what can you do to maybe adjust a little bit, tweak some things, and seeing how things, move in a positive direction for you. And then connection, where they talk about it, they talk about in this article here, the Surgeon General's report about just people feeling lonely in the workplace. So I would encourage you, whether it's a positive, helpful relationship with a coworker that who knows you well, maybe you choose to, have lunch with a coworker a couple times a week or once a week. If that is that type of connection at work is not really something you would like to do, something I would encourage you to is really take stock in and consider investing in positive, helpful friendships, either with, folks from community organizations you're a part of. And I'll share with you too. I am a person of a Christian faith. I'm a career coach, and I bring that perspective to how I coach people. I realize that might not be for everybody, but if you happen to be listening or you are a person of faith or a person of Christian faith like I am, I would encourage you, this connection piece, this can look like connecting to your local church, connecting with your local small group and some of the programs or ministries that might be involved in that. So that's another way that you could maybe get this connection as well. So again, really quick to kind of sum up this article, they talk through that burnout is happening. They talk through that give some details on the World Health Organization and how they like to characterize burnout. I talked through those characteristics with you as well. And then the five helpful, positive behaviors that, according to this article from Dr. Robinson, from Miss Arianna Huffington, she says these five behaviors can help you really get on a positive track to combat burnout in your life and in your work. And the five are sleep, food, movement or exercise, managing your stress, and then being connected with others or connection. So again, that's just the quick highlights of this article. If you want the full link for this article to read it for yourself, you can find it in the show notes for this episode by visiting our website, wwpcast.com. All right, we will continue our career news for this month right after the break, but stick around. You're listening to the Work with Purpose podcast. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Work with Purpose podcast. This month, we are talking about the second part of our series on everything that you can use to change career fields or change career industries. We're in our career news segment for this month right now, and we talked through one article already. But the second piece of this month's career news that I wanted to put in front of you is a little bit of employment statistics. Now, I'm giving you the highlights for this information. This article, it's a publication. It comes from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. If you've not heard of them before, they are a scientific organization, part of the United States government, and they research folks who are working in the U.S. workforce. They try to map out who is doing what kinds of jobs, how long have they been employed. And this article that I want to put in front of you, it's from their publication. It's called The Employment Situation for May of 2023. That's the latest edition of this publication as the time that you're listening to this episode. I wanted to bring this to you just because this is practical, real-life, data-driven information that they publish on a monthly basis about folks who are in the job search or who are looking for jobs, unemployment information. And what I want to show to you is their research on folks who are in the job search. And according to this publication, they mentioned that in May of 2023, that there were over 400,000 job searchers in the U.S., about 217,000 who are unemployed and job searching for about 5 weeks. And then they had the other higher amount of that, about 179,000 folks who were job searching for about 15 to 26 weeks. So let me try to break that down in a little bit easier to understand way. Because what I'm giving to you, it's kind of distilling down some highlights, at least about job search from about a 40-page document. So again, for this article, what the Bureau of Labor Statistics is saying that a combined total of job seekers, maybe closer, rounding up a little bit, closer to about 400,000 job seekers are unemployed as of May, and they are job searching from anywhere between 5 weeks, so about a month or so, all the way up to, on the very far end, 26 weeks. So that's maybe a little bit more than 6 months. So why should this matter to you if you are in the job search right now and looking, or if you know somebody who's in the job search right now? That should tell you that this information is really important, in that you need to know that your job search might be longer than you think it should be, right? So it's giving you real life information that the average job search for people who are unemployed and looking for work, it's anywhere from 1 month all the way up to 6 months or longer. Now, with job searches, there are a lot of factors. Maybe your job search might be less than that time frame. Maybe it might be more than that time frame. All of it has to do with the subtleties and the variables about who you are as a job seeker. What are your skills? What are your abilities? What experiences do you have? What industries are you trying to go into? Is that industry growing? Is that industry in decline because of technology changes or job openings in the area of the United States where you might live? But again, I wanted to put this information in front of you because it's real life, practical, no frills information that, at least here in the United States, we've got a core group of people, closer to maybe 400,000 job seekers. They are job searching, and their job search time frame is anywhere from about a month to 6 months. So I wanted to put that in front of you. Again, that's highlights from this article from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. If you want the full article, you can look through that it yourself. I would say if you wanted to really drill down on this job search information, really take a look at the first two pages and then table A-12. If you want a link to the full article, you can get this at our website. Look at the show notes for this episode. Visit wwpcast.com. All right, so that brings us to the end of our career news segment for this month. But next up, let's talk about our career resource. Okay, so now let's talk about our career resource for this month. I started to talk about this last month for you, but this month's career resource is our job search checklist. It's a free PDF ebook that we put together for you here at the podcast. And if you want to get a copy of it for yourself, you can visit our website, wwpcast.com. When you visit our website, you can find a link for it right on our homepage. But also, if you want a link for this ebook, you can find it in the show notes for this episode as well. Again, our resource this month is our job search checklist, free ebook, and that comes to you as a PDF file. Also, for our folks who might be watching the YouTube version of our show, if you look below this video, you'll find a link to this job search checklist as well in the video description. Now, I wanted to put this in front of you as well again this month, just because I realize a lot of our listeners, you might be in a lot of different places in regard to your job search. Maybe you've been searching for a short amount of time. Maybe you are searching and it's been a little bit of a long haul for you, maybe 6 months or more. Or maybe you are very content in the position that you have right now, but you know somebody who is on a job search right now, and they might be struggling. This would be a great resource to use for yourself if that would be helpful for you, or to share along with somebody else. So again, you can visit our website, wwpcast.com, and get your copy of the job search checklist PDF ebook. It walks you through 6 different steps of how to have an effective job search, how to start off in the right way, knowing yourself, but then moving that along to research companies of interest and lots of other steps in the job search process. So you want to make sure that you get that. We finished our career resource for this month. Next up, we've got more of a core teaching on how to do more effective company research. That's a really big part of changing from one career field, one career industry to another one, doing company research. And we're going to talk about that up next on the Work with Purpose podcast. Stick around. All right, welcome back to the Work With Purpose podcast. In our last main segment for this episode, I wanted to walk you through a little bit more on how to do purposeful company research as part of your job search process, and especially as a key part of moving from one career field to another one. With researching organizations or companies to work for, the first thing I want you to know is that doing company research in your job search process, it works off of a key assumption. By the time you're researching companies in your job search process, it's assumed that you've got that clear career goal in mind. Maybe you've done some of the steps that are involved with that. If you want some more information on that, from the last segment we talked about, that's talked about in our job search checklist ebook. You want to make sure you get that. But before you research companies, it starts about you knowing yourself and you having a clear career goal in mind, clear jobs of interest or a list of jobs that you want to look for, want to apply for, or maybe a single job of interest. My suggestion to you is that when you want to research companies, I would say develop a core list of your top five, top 10 companies that you would like to work for. You're not thinking about if they've got openings yet. You're just making that list of, based on your clear career goal, what top five, top 10 companies would you like to work for? Why developing a list like that is important is because as you have that clear career goal in mind, developing that focused company list, it gets you to think about what kinds of companies, what kinds of organizations would employ folks for your jobs of interest. So you're not just, I've got a job of interest in mind, but then you're connecting that to what kinds of companies would employ you for that job that you're interested in. So after you've got your 5 to 10 companies of interest, I want to walk you through where you can look for that. So you have a couple different options. You could do a simple Google search based on your certain job title and location. That could be one option. And that's nice because while that Google search might get you job postings, ultimately that'll end you up with company or organization websites that you can use to do more specific research or add them to your top five or top 10 companies of interest list. Another option for where you can look for possible companies to target and research is you can use LinkedIn, the professional networking platform. LinkedIn is really great. I don't believe I've had a podcast episode yet to talk through LinkedIn and how important it is for your job search. If that's something of interest to you, you can look in our show notes, visit our website, and send us an email as well. If you want to hear us do an episode about that, we would love to do that. But LinkedIn is helpful for company research because you can search by a specific job and you can click a little companies button and it'll give you a lot of different companies in your area based on your location or all around the United States, folks who would work for companies that are of interest to you based on your career goal and based on jobs you're trying to apply for. Okay, so let's keep moving right along with company research, and let's imagine you've done the diligent thing, you've done the responsible thing. You've made your top five companies of interest, you got the names down, a little bit of information about them. What do you do next? What do you do after you have that top five or top 10 list? Well, this is when you want to actually start to research that company in detail. So where can you look to do company research? Well, a couple places I would give to you as a starting place. You want to really take a look at the company's website, the different sections within that. Take a look at their social media pages. Many times, companies who have a website, they'll also have a LinkedIn company page as well, which you can kind of look to see more about them. You can, again, look on their social media pages as well. And as you are researching companies, the kinds of things you want to think through for yourself and really evaluate for yourself is you want to pay attention from these different resources about companies that you're researching. You want to look at their mission, their values, their core values. You want to look at the company history. If they're in an industry where there's a lot of publications or research, maybe you look at the press releases section on their website to see what problems have they worked on, what new initiatives have they started. Really, you're trying to research those different aspects of a company and really evaluate for yourself, are there things that you like about for this organization? Are there things that you connect with about this company? Are there, on the opposite side of it, are there questions that you have based on the research that you've done? Are there things that you're curious about? And then you can take those questions when you get to the job interview stage and ask those to to companies if you get to the interview stage. The other thing that you can use this research with is that you can learn more about the size of the company. Are they more of a larger company? Are they more of a small company or more in the middle? And there are more subtleties with that. There are things like Fortune 500 companies, Fortune 100 companies. That part's important to think about in addition to all those other pieces that I just walked you through, is because, you know, you as a job seeker, that's part of your criteria as well. As a job seeker, thinking about what kinds of environments would you work best in? Do you work best in a larger company that's 1,000 or more individuals, that's that works internationally all around the world? Or are you somebody who is more interested in a smaller company that's maybe between 10 and 50 employees, where there's maybe a little bit more tight-knit connection and relationships and things like that? So with all of this company research, you're trying to do your due diligence and really decide for yourself, based on the research you did, would you want to work for them? And then once you make that decision for yourself and you think through if you do want to work for them, listing out the reasons why you would want to work for them or why not, what you can then do is then you can take that next step of after you've done your company research, then you can take a look and see maybe on their careers webpage, do they have openings? Do they have a staff listing page where you could maybe then start to move further along in the job search process of trying to target a specific person and share your focused career documents with them? So I hope you found that helpful as we've talked through why company research is important and some places of where you can do company research, what kinds of things do you want to think about, what kinds of ways forward can it kind of help you as you're wanting to change career fields and career industries. So as we finish this segment, we'll go right into wrapping up this episode. So stick around. All right, well, that brings us to the end of this month's episode of the Work With Purpose podcast. Now, as I say this a lot when we get to this point in our episode, I want to say thank you so much for listening, and that I hope you found this practical and helpful and encouraging to meet you right where you are in your career journey, to give you information that's helpful for you. Now, as we finish up today, I always want to put in front of you, we love to hear your feedback. And we'd love to know what you think about our different episodes. We want to make sure that, you know, we're giving you helpful information with each episode. So with that, we want to invite you to fill out our podcast survey. It's free. If you want to fill out our survey, you can visit our website. Go to wwpcast.com/survey. Again, wwpcast.com/survey. The survey is still active by the time that you're hearing this month's episode. Again, it's really quick for you to do. We would love to hear some feedback from you, how we're doing on the episodes, how we're doing on the podcast. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I would also encourage you to leave us a rating or a review wherever you are engaging with this podcast. When you leave a rating or a review, it puts our podcast in front of new listeners who might benefit from it as well. So if you want to get started on how to leave a review based on where you're listening on your favorite podcast platform or on the YouTube version of our show, visit our website. Go to wwpcast.com/feedback, and that'll get you started. Again, wwpcast.com/feedback to leave us a rating or a review if you found this episode helpful. And then one last thing as we wrap up here, if you want to keep the conversation going between now when you're hearing this episode and the weeks until our next episode, I would invite you to engage with us on our different social media platforms. You can find us on YouTube. You can search us the @ with search at WWPcast on YouTube. You can find our YouTube channel there. You'll see regular updates for our videos there while we're in seasons. Also, you can find us on Facebook if you search for the Work With Purpose community. That's our private Facebook group where we post ideas for future episodes, give you some more behind-the-scenes things, some early information about episodes of our podcast and different things. Again, search Facebook for the Work With Purpose community. And then also, you can find our podcast on LinkedIn. Just search for the Work With Purpose podcast on LinkedIn, and you can connect with us that way. All right, well, that brings us to the end of this episode of the Work With Purpose podcast. Make sure to get the show notes for this episode. If you visit our website, wwpcast.com, you can get the show notes for this episode. You'll see all of our links. You'll get a link to our job search checklist. You want to make sure you get that. And until our next month's episode, my name's Randy Mahoney, and I want to remind you before we go that you have been made with purpose, so you should work with purpose. I'll see you soon.
Thanks for joining us on the Work With Purpose podcast. If you'd like the show notes for this episode or want to learn more, visit our website at wwpcast.com. If you found today's episode helpful, be sure to subscribe to our show, rate and review it on iTunes, or share it with a friend on social media. Until next time, thanks for listening to the Work With Purpose podcast.